With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Israel's military says it's now taking aim at the Lebanon-based Hezbollah's financial arm and plans to attack a, quote, large number of targets in Beirut and elsewhere. Explosions began in Beirut's southern suburbs yesterday. Also on SRNNews.com, GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump is asking supporters to vote the Democratic incumbents out of office.
Americans are ready to be free from Kamala Harris. Do you know that whenever I use the word Harris, everybody says, who's Harris? They have no idea who Harris is. That's true. They have no idea who's Harris. But Kamala, and to reclaim the future that is rightfully yours, you're going to reclaim it.
The former president was campaigning over the weekend in Unity Township, Pennsylvania. The Biden administration wants to expand contraception coverage under Obamacare.
Under the administration's proposed rule, women would be able to obtain over-the-counter contraception without a prescription at no additional cost. It would also strengthen coverage of prescribed contraception without cost sharing under the Affordable Care Act. In separate statements, President Biden and Vice President Harris said the action is necessary because reproductive health is under attack, especially, they said, since the overturning of Roe v. Wade more than 2 years ago. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Many Cubans waited in anguish and took to the streets in protest as widespread blackouts stretched into their third day. Their concerns were heightened as a Hurricane Oscar hit Cuba's eastern coast with winds and heavy rain. And in the coming days, Russian President Vladimir Putin will be shaking hands with multiple leaders as they participate in a summit of the BRICS bloc of developing economies. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down 28 points. This is SRN News. The economy is taking its toll on America's churches.
A new poll from Lifeway Research reveals that 66% of Protestant pastors say the general economic condition of the country is negatively impacting their congregation, the largest percentage to say this since 2011. About one-third of clergymen say their church didn't make their budget this year for lack of giving, and 50% say they just managed to break even. Only 16% of Protestant pastors say giving from their congregation exceeded its needs this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A three-judge panel has ruled that Tennessee cannot discipline doctors who provide emergency abortions to protect the life of the mother, while a lawsuit challenging the state's sweeping abortion ban continues. The ruling also outlines specific pregnancy-related conditions that would now qualify as, quote, medical necessity exceptions under the ban. However, the judges also said because they're a chancery court, they don't have the jurisdiction to block the criminal statute inside the ban. This is SRN News. A man charged in a fatal New York City subway incident is set to stand trial.
A U.S. Marine Corps veteran charged with manslaughter for placing a man in a deadly chokehold aboard a New York City subway train last year will soon have his day in court. The trial of Daniel Penny in the May 2023 death of Jordan Neely opens Monday in Manhattan. Witnesses say Neely, who is black, had been shouting and begging for money on a Manhattan train when Penny, who is white, held him in a chokehold for more than 3 minutes. Penny has pleaded not guilty to second-degree manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide. Neely's death became a flashpoint in the nation's debate over racial injustice. Julie Walker, New York.
An indigenous senator told King Charles III that Australia is not his land as the British royal visited Australia's parliament. More details at SRNNews.com.